Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Travel writer Fionn Davenport continues our series travelling around the provinces. And today, Fionn, we're heading west to Connacht. Good morning to you.
Indeed. How are you, Claire?
I'm good. Listen, before we do that, I want to talk to you about these EU proposals on non-essential travel, because if we're all staying at home and then we allow tourists to arrive from international destinations here, the country will be packed to overflowing. How far down the road are we with the plan?
Well, I mean, there's on the one hand, it's kind of it's a glimmer of hope for the resumption of travel, but there are caveats to the plan. So, one, Ireland is not a member of the Schengen group, so it doesn't really apply to it unless Ireland wants to apply, you know, be part of it. So national rules on restrictions or mandatory quarantine still apply. And really, this is a plan in place for vaccinated visitors who can travel freely within the Schengen group of EU nations. So rather than get all worried or concerned that, oh, my God, all of a sudden, all of these efforts that Ireland has made to keep COVID at bay are going to be undone in, you know, one crazy summer, that's actually not going to happen. However, the government has already acknowledged that fully vaccinated passengers pose less of a threat than those that aren't. And even if you are fully vaccinated, you still have to abide by the rules of each national territory. So in that regard, I think it's a very hopeful thing. But at the same time, there are so many caveats attached that nothing is going to change unless the Irish government determines that changes are afoot.
Okay, and on that front as well, we're hearing from lots of people who have tried to get a booking in Ireland, anywhere in Ireland in July and August, and can't find anything for love nor money. But there may be some international visitors who were due to come here last year, pushed out their booking to this year, and who still may not turn up. So there may be some late availability, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is the possibility. And, like, I mean, the fact is we are, whether we like, you know, whether we've forgotten it or not, we are travel-hungry people. We like to go places, we Irish. And international visitors like to come here to the tune of 10 million a year. So that is definitely going to be a problem. And given that there are certain parts of the country, it's the old George Orwell thing, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. So some summer destinations just get more visitors than others. It's just a fact of tourist life.
Okay, well,
I just wanted to make one very important point in relation to these digital vaccines, because that's ultimately what we're talking about. As well as all these issues surrounding, oh my God, you know, how do I need this passport to travel? What about freedom of movement? It is worth considering that even now, say Dublin Airport, which is operating at 5% of capacity, Heathrow in London, which is operating at 10% of capacity, there are six-hour delays in Heathrow as people are trying to process documentation relating to test status, etc. So a digital certificate that is on your phone that you just scan like a QR code is going to be instrumental in accelerating the pace of getting through airports. And for that reason, I think it's a really important development.
If they get it right and if it works.
If they get it right, of course.
Fionn, we're going to Connacht now and west of the Shannon. Lots of people drawn to this part of the country every single year. Will you give us an overview of the draw?
Okay, so, well, so you're talking about five counties: Galway, Mayo, Leitrim, Roscommon and Sligo. Galway, Mayo and Sligo speak for themselves. Leitrim and Roscommon are wonderful countries, or counties rather, to explore. I mean, they're traditionally the hard-bitten counties of Ireland, you know. I mean, it wasn't for nothing that Cromwell said, you know, let them go to hell or to Connacht, but obviously he wasn't into beautiful landscapes or surfing or good food. And or didn't appreciate the majesty of Benbulben. So, yes, and at the heart of it, you have Galway and Galway City, easily one of Ireland's most engaging places to visit. You could spend an hour talking about the charms of Galway City alone. But food, be it Nemo's, Cava, Bodegas, John Keogh's, Oscar's, and then you have two Michelin-starred restaurants in Loam and Anir. I'd almost make the argument that Galway is like Ireland's own San Sebastian in the Basque Country. I mean, it really is. It's a remarkable place. You've got fantastic music. You've got fantastic bars. Chicoli, the Crane Bar, Garavan's, Nocton's, of course. Whenever performing arts comes back on board, you've got the Druid, you've got a wonderful music scene. I mean, Galway is less a city to go visit things as a city to go and just kind of soak it up and just
and enjoy it. Yeah,
absolutely.
And then when you leave the city then and you head out into Connemara.
I mean, like, Connemara isn't just one of Ireland's most beautiful landscapes. It's one of the world's most beautiful landscapes. And, you know, this kind of splendid desolation. And, you know, this wonderful kaleidoscope of rusty bogs and these kind of valleys where you think, God, has anybody ever been here? It seems so lonely and desolate, and this shimmering black lakes in the middle of it. It really is an absolutely stunning part of the world. I've talked about it a little bit recently, but I'm a huge fan of Dogs Bay and Gertine Bay, which are twin beaches just outside Roundstone. And so they've got like kind of the sand is made from shells, not from stones. So it's got this white shimmering quality to it. And then when you're done, go to O'Dowd's in Roundstone for lobster.
Oh, lovely.
You couldn't do. And if you want a bit of fancy, Ballynahinch Castle, which is what? Less than 10K from Roundstone, is really quite a lovely place. And I do know, certainly in the last couple of weeks, that they were doing decent offers. Well, what is effectively a five-star hotel? Although, mind you, as you were saying earlier, with summer fast approaching and people desperately wanting to get away, I wonder what kind of deals are actually available.
Yeah, and I think, you know, places are just booked up, as we say. I mean, every second person I talk to has kind of missed the boat because they didn't book in January like I did.
My gosh. Oh, look at you. Where are you going, by the way?
I'm going to Kerry, I'm going to Tralee and Killarney, and I'm going to Clare. Yes, and we're camping, Fionn, we're camping.
Good for you. It sounds like this is a new experience.
We did a bit of this last year, and the children loved it so much that we're going all in this year. So, that'll be fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we do cover Munster, I'll make sure to give you some good tips.
Do. I'd love that. Mm. Now, let's talk about the islands, the three Aran Islands, hugely attractive. But you say that people shouldn't just lump them in as one, you have to look at them each distinctively.
Well, Inishmore obviously gets most of the visitors. It's got Dunangus, Jowati's Bar, which is terrific. But Inishir, which is tiny, it's got this fantastic 12-kilometer route that goes right around the island. You can do it from the pier. It takes 5 hours. And then Inishman, which is the least visited of them all, but again, stunningly beautiful. And it's got Inishman Restaurant and Suites, which usually, in fairness, now, I'm going to say this now, but I would wager my hand and my arm that it's already booked out, because it's, even on good times, it books out for the year. But it's a stunning place to stay. And it goes back to your earlier point. If there are international cancellations, you could get lucky, but I wouldn't hold out too much hope.
Okay.
But as I said, it's really, really a great place to stay.
And next you're going to Mayo, Fionn, and you're going to Acklea first.
Now, I have family, so I have both cousins and all from Achill Island, so I have a particular fondness for Achill. It's just basically one big, giant, beautiful resort. You know, Keele Beach and Keene Beach, which is one of the most beautiful beaches in all of Ireland, dare I say, Europe almost. You've got the Granula Loop, which is this fantastic walking trail that goes around the island. You can do a bit of pure magic, do kite surfing, paddle boarding with them in Achill. And there's some great new openings, there's a food truck called Achill Island Sea Salt in Bunnacurry that's well worth going to. But if you want even something a little more desolate, Belmullet. So the Mullet Peninsula, which is a Gaeltacht, and again, it goes back to that thing I was saying about Connemara. You get this feeling of like, has anybody ever been here? It's so desolate and all the better for it. Now, Belmullet itself is the main town. If you're looking for beaches, Lachlan Strand, which is just north of Killala, absolutely gorgeous. If you want a bit of history, there's Cager Fields, just outside Ballycastle. And then again, islands, Clare Island. Now, this is one of my favourite places in Ireland. There's lots of places to stay, or relatively speaking, but the lighthouse, which is a converted lighthouse, has been turned into this wonderful boutique hotel on Clare Island. And it's got cliffs that are as dramatic as the cliffs of Moher, but it's got no fencing around, so be careful. But it's so natural and raw and gorgeous for it.
Okay, we want to drop into some of the other counties in Connacht now. Sligo, I think Sligo is so underrated. Beautiful, beautiful countryside, along with the surf and the seaweed baths and all of that.
Now, you're right. Oh, Boya Seaweed Bass in Strand Hill. Strand Hill is a great surfer beach,
gorgeous,
but it's not just there. You can go surfing and e-ski, and it's grown. And if you want something to eat, okay, Hargadon's in Sligo Town. I was there when we could still travel, so maybe 18 months ago, had some of the best seafood I've ever had in Ireland.
Hargadon's,
I mentioned Strand Hill. Yeah, Hargadon's is absolutely beautiful. In, also as well, in Strand Hill, Shells, which is the classic cafe in the, on the waterfront.
Yeah.
Also, the Strand Hill People's Market, just by Sligo Airport, is great. I'm kind of lashing through them here. In Grange, if you want to go horse riding on Street of Strand, there's a horse holiday farm there that do, like, you can rent for 5 hours. It's like €80 or something like that. I mean, it really is affordable.
Sitting on a horse for 5 hours.
Well, yeah, you have to be. I did it for an hour. Did it for an hour, and I was like, all right, can I get off now,
you
please?
You definitely need to go to the seaweed baths after that.
Let's
go to Roscommon now. Lochkey Forest Park, I think it is such a brilliant place to go.
So if you have a family, there are few places in Ireland that are better than Lochkey Forest Park. So you've got 350 hectares. Now, it's got picturesque ruins. It's got a 12th century abbey that's right on Trinity Island. But really, the big thing is the Lochkey experience. So you've got, like, canopy walks across the, you know, 9 metres above the floor of the forest. You've got the Bodaboard Challenge. You've got an adventure playground. It's such an amazing place to go and spend the entire day if you've got young ones or even not so young ones. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely brilliant.
And Leitrim, then. And I have family connections in Leitrim. You were going to mention. I do, yeah. My husband's from Leitrim.
Very good. So I was going to say is that if you want something to eat, okay?
Yeah.
The Oarsman.
Oh, yes, in Carrick. I know it well.
Yes, and also the Cottage Restaurant, which is just outside Carrick, which does amazing Asian fusion. And you, because Leitrim is one of those places that a lot of artistic type people have kind of moved to in the last 10, 15 years. So it's developed quite the scene, you know. So Leitrim, which suffered so much for 100 years through the emigration, et cetera, is now being slowly repopulated. And it's got all these wonderful little bars and, as I said, these two gorgeous restaurants.
Yeah, and they're doing great work in Leitrim as well with lake walks. They have the Acres Lake Boardwalk at Drumshambo, and Loch Allen has a beautiful walk around it as well. So they're really investing in tourism there as well and attracting people. Fionn, we have to leave it there for now. Where are we going next time?
Where are we going to? We're going to Ulster.
Ulster, great. Okay.
Ulster,
Look forward to it. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
great
Claire.
To talk to you.